Doesn't like World of Warcraft come out tonight or something?
Classic, yeah.
Yeah, they're finally making the game World of Warcraft.
Yep, World of Warcraft comes out.
We've been waiting for fucking almost 20 years.
Listening to the number one old school RuneScape podcast.
Welcome to Old School RuneScape Weekly. Today is 27 August 2019. I'm your host, Nick, and I am joined by Carl.
Hey, guys.
And not Joe.
You almost said, and Joe. You had no. I know. I saw you slip that in there.
No, I wanted to make sure that we... called him out at the very beginning.
If you said Joe, I would have pretended to be Joe and be like, what up?
Or what up, my brothers?
My people? Joe's on the ocean right now, drinking Mai Tais and things.
Joe's training his Slayer right now.
IRL.
Preemptively.
And, he's training his IRL Slayer. He's slaying some martinis.
But yeah, Joe's on a cruise, so it's just Carl and I, the very funny ones.
The exclusive non-meme-y episode that you guys get.
This one's going to be very serious. This one's going to be much like the other podcast, the other old school RuneScape podcast. It's going to be very serious, it's going to be very dry, uninteresting.
Yeah, if you guys are thinking about clicking away from the podcast right now, don't, because it'll get better.
But we can start off with This Week in Review, and I kind of want to start first, because I did so much this week.
Go for it, man.
It's really hard to even say everything off the top of my head.
You can't even contain it, you're so excited. Yeah, just go for it.
I got 70 construction, I got 70 agility, I got 70 crafting, I got 70 farming, I got 70 smithing, I think those are the skill-wise big things that I did. But all of that matters because I got Dragon Slayer 2 done, I got Song of the Elves done, which meant I did Morning's End Part 1, Part 2, I did Darkness of Hollowvale with the follow-up quest. Basically, I've done every single fucking quest now.
Basically, you beat the game.
No, except for Monkey Madness 2. So, I got one left, getting it done this weekend. Gonna do my quest cave. If you're in the clan chat or you're in the Discord, I will definitely send you an invite.
Oh, there's gonna be a party.
Yeah.
Oh, there's gonna be a party.
I'm gonna be fucking toasted.
Oh, we're gonna be toasty in game and IRL. You better believe it.
I want to do it at your. I mean, you know, we can have the party at my house.
Yeah.
But my house, it looks like shit, and I bet your house looks pretty nice.
We can do it at my house. That's
fine. You have 99 construction. Everybody's going to walk into my house, and it's literally going to be 3 portal rooms, and that's it. And they're going to be like, wow, this is nice.
This is the best house I've ever been in, is what they're going to say when they walk in your house.
But yeah, that's my... I just have to do Monkey Madness 2. I'm super pumped to get my quest cave. I'm actually a little sad. I really enjoy doing quests. I think it's really the only thing that I do have fun with in the game right now. But
enjoy it while you can.
So I think the next thing that I'm going to do, I keep like thinking, you know, hey, after I'm done with this, like, what's my next big goal? Because the quest cape's driven most of what I've done, you know, like, oh, okay, I need to get this skill to this in order to complete this quest. And so I think the next thing that I'm going to do is like all the medium diaries. I already have all the easy ones done. I have most of the medium ones. And then from that, move on into the hard and then the elite.
I'm hard.
I'm harder. I'm hard for doing these fucking achievement diaries.
Dude, it's some good content, let me tell you.
Well, I figure if I get that out of the way next, like doing all those achievement diaries, it'll make doing things like getting a 99 like super easy, having done all those, getting all those benefits from doing the diaries.
Yeah, for sure.
And also it helps me, like, I like when the game sort of tells me what to do, you know, like
gives you some good direction.
Yeah, go and get 80 in this skill, go and get 70 in this skill, you know. I like when the game tells me what to do.
Absolutely.
So that's my week. I had a lot of trouble with Dragon Slayer 2. It was really fucking difficult for me. I'm not really good at bossing.
But you got through it.
I got through it. I can't even remember the first dragon's name.
Vorkath.
Yeah, so Vorkath gave me the real trouble. I died so many fucking times to him. I definitely dropped a mil and just dying to him. I think I died like 10 or 11 times to him.
Wow.
And I only died big once rip to the other guy. I can't Galvik remember his name. Yeah, I only died once to Galvik. That fight was super easy. Like the first time, the only reason why I died was there was a wave coming down, and you know how you're supposed to get into that one spot in the wave. There was like a boulder dropping as I was trying to get through that one spot, and I sort of had this one area where I was like, okay, I'm just gonna stand here just to make sure I don't get hit by the wave. And then the boulder ended up going there, and I ended up just like freaking out and like standing still, or no, I ended up freaking out and moving the wrong direction and getting hit by the wave. I don't know, I just like chimped out and clicked the wrong button. But
you got to be careful with those super grandmaster level quests, you know, they'll get you.
Yeah,
so it's a good money sink though, for sure.
And then
all these noobs trying it out.
The Song of the Elves final boss, it took me like a couple tries to like understand, like, she plays a specific sound. As soon as you figure out how she works, she's an incredibly easy boss to fight. Like,
yep.
Basically, she only really does damage to you once, like, every 45 seconds. And you just have to make sure you eat right after that. Because she does, like, 95% of your health or something like that.
Yep.
But she was a very easy boss. And I don't think there were any quests that I kind of liked the quest Ragged Bone Man 2.
Yeah,
it was kind of. I know a lot of people don't like that quest, but I thought that was, you know, like running around and fighting all the different monsters.
Yikes!
I didn't find that quest that bad.
Liking that quest is like liking doing one small favor three times in a row.
I didn't find that quest that bad. Let me think. Definitely hated Darkness of Hollow Vale way more than that quest.
Yeah, that quest sucks.
Definitely hated Morning's End Part 2 more.
Well, you're really going to like Monkey Madness 2.
Yeah, I really have saved the fucking worst for last.
You really have. I'm going to agree with you.
You know, maybe it'll just burn me out from doing quests that I'll be like, thank God, you know, I'm done with this.
And then they add a new quest a week later.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with them adding in a new quest.
Hey, it can't possibly be any more difficult than Monkey Madness 2, so yeah, you're good on that department.
Based on, because we're going to talk about it later, they're adding in a new Fremenic quest.
Yep.
But based on what I've read of the quest, I don't think it's going to be that bad. I typically don't really enjoy doing the Fremenic quest, but I enjoy the rewards, so yeah.
Oh, like the Enhelm. I'm just going to call it that because someone might get offended if I pronounce it wrong. Yep.
I'm pretty sure it's Nate is not. I'm pretty sure that's how it's pronounced. Right.
Nate is not, Nate is not, Knight is not. Oh,
maybe some people, whatever. Maybe it is Nate is, but I feel like every video I've heard, Slayer Music says Nate is not, so, you know, he's Slayer right about everything.
Slayer Music isn't even English. He lives in, like, Norway
something. I'll probably get a lot of hate for it, but, like, some of Slayer Music's, having done every quest using a Slayer Music quest guide, I can say thank you, Slayer Music, because I probably wouldn't have a quest cape when I do get it, thanks to you. However, at the same time, some of his videos are not that good.
Some of his videos kind of lose value.
Yeah, some of them, you know, you're 30 minutes into the 50-minute video, and then he tells you, like, oh, you need this other thing, and he didn't mention it earlier in the video, and it's like a note in the comments, and you're like, well, okay, thanks for that.
Yep.
But yeah, that was my, I've done a lot, and I'm gonna get my 69 Slayer, do Monkey Madness 2 this weekend, and I don't know,
and have
AFK some skills after that.
Yeah.
Sounds what about like you, plan. Carl? How's your week been at RuneScape?
Well, last week, I guess last week and this week combined, I only really got one thing done, and that is, I finally got my Hydra Claw from Alchemical Hydra. I guess two things then. I also got an Imbued Heart from a Superior Slayer monster. Finally, it was I think 130 superiors, so that's pretty nice. So both of those in the same day is actually super lucky. And then other than that, I've been super busy with school. As some of you may know, I'm back in school now.
Boo.
I haven't had a lot of time to escape, so yeah, life is rough.
Fuck IRL, dude. Just bring your laptop into class.
I don't pay attention in school, I will fail in the first week. Otherwise, I would.
That doesn't matter at all.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
IRL doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Only RuneScape matters. Can you die in real life and come back to life in Falador? Or Lumbridge? Or Edgeville? Is. Or wherever
no.
your spawn is?
No, you can't. You make a very compelling argument. You cannot.
That's why you shouldn't care about real life.
No, I just pretend to care. I don't actually care.
What's your next? What's the big goal you're working on right now?
On RuneScape?
Yeah.
I guess maxing.
Well, I mean, like, next immediate goal. Like, everybody's end goal, or at least I assume most everybody's end goal, is to max. But, like, what's your next, like, reasonable goal?
Probably 99 fishing, I guess, since I'm kind of close. 97 right now.
Wait, do you not have 99 fishing?
No.
This whole time I thought you've had 99 fishing. Damn.
I'm 97.
How are you going to train it?
Well, right now I'm fishing for sacred eels for Zolra scales because I do not like fighting Zolra, as some of you know. Mm. My least favorite boss in the game. I know it's good money, and when you actually put the time in to learn it, it's super quick, but I don't like the boss, you know? Just my thing. So, in order for me to get Zolra scales, I'm just going to do these sacred eels.
Why don't you just buy the Zolra scales?
See? And this leads into one of the questions that someone asked about playing inefficiently in terms of XP and GP per hour.
I feel like it's more, the way that you're doing it, I feel like is more efficient. I feel like the way that you're doing it's more efficient to actually go and kill it.
Yeah. I don't know. There are a lot of things in RuneScape I play, or like I do when I really shouldn't. So I kind of play like an Iron Man without actually being an Iron Man for a lot of things. Yeah, I could buy 99 Herblore right now. I just don't want to. That's not how I enjoy the game.
How fast? Herblore's pretty fast to train, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. I know early on it is, because I got 70. I went from like 30 to 70 in a day. Like, I just bought all this shit.
Yeah.
And got it. And it was pretty fucking easy. But
it gets super expensive later on, though.
Well, yeah, because isn't like the way to 99, at least like the reasonable way, like the still fast but not retardedly expensive, is making prayer potions, right?
Prayer potions aren't even the best, because prayer potions are expensive and they give you like half the XP that a Sarah Brew would.
Oh, okay.
But Sarah Brews are actually really expensive, because Bird's Nest and then Toad Flax.
Yikes.
Yeah. But that's my method. I'm just farming Toad Flax passively and doing birdhouse runs and collecting my kingdoms stuff for bird's nests.
So 99 fishing will probably be like your next major thing.
I'm thinking so. I'm the closest to that. It'll either be that or farming. If I do a farm run right now, which I really should, because I'm overdue, I'll be 96. By the end of next month, I could technically get it.
I've thought about getting 99. I think I talked to you about this, getting 99 fire making.
Getting 99 fire making?
Not because I think it's a good idea. Just because I there's very few things in old school RuneScape that I can actually say, wow, I'm having fun playing the game right now. You know, like, there's very few times I feel like while I'm playing the game, I'm like, man, this is fun.
And you have fun training fire making.
And I have fun doing winter tot. I actually have a lot of fun doing winter tot.
Hmm.
Like, while I'm doing it, I'm like, this is fun. I remember one day I did it for like several hours and I was having a blast. But the only reason why I don't do it is because, like, no, you can't go and do the fun stuff right now. Like, you got to get the other stuff done. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of burnt out from doing Winter Tod.
Well, that's because you got it on Iron Man.
Yeah, I should have done it on my main.
Were you first. Drinking? What'd you eat for food?
On my Iron Man, I think. Oh, I remember. So back when I first started my Iron Man, I like AFK fish as my only thing, and I had 10K lobs in my bank.
Oh, shit.
I think I might have eaten 5K from doing fire making. Because I got like 18 million fire making XP.
I usually eat or drink wines.
Yeah, wines are good too.
They're so fucking cheap. Aren't they like a GP per wine? Like, it's something retardedly cheap.
Yeah.
But
you're talking about buying wines. I mean, I was playing on an Iron Man.
No. Yeah. I'm just talking for myself. Like, wines are super cheap. Because everybody.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, because everybody does it for the really fast cooking XP.
Oh, wines.
It's not
yeah.
Really fast, but it's like all at once. You can get some pretty epic XP.
It's relatively cheap for the XP. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, when I do it on my main. Go back to using Sarah Brews though as my food.
I thought about doing that too, but that seems really expensive. I mean, it's good.
Yeah, for me, it's not a big deal because I play the game inefficiently and farm all of my own supplies.
Lots of money.
I farm all my own supplies, so I'm not even. I mean, yeah, you could say I'm losing money by using the stuff, but I didn't buy it. I made it.
Like, yeah, I don't think you have a lot of sitting cash. You have just like lots of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually have that much in coins. A lot of my stuff is in just like random shit just sitting in my bank, which I've been trying to start selling. Like, all right, you know, I'm never going to need, like, I finished all the quests. I'm never going to need this stuff. You know, I've already trained past whatever level. So I just need to go through and get rid of a bunch of shit.
Careful, some items you get rid of, you might need them for Master Clue.
That's true.
I've learned that the hard way.
I also got the bottomless compost bucket. A lot of people don't know about that either.
On your first kill count.
My first Hispori. So it's actually really funny. Carl and I were talking. I was fighting Hispori, and I was like, yeah, this is going to be my first time fighting Hispori. And
you were asking what it drops, and I told you, oh, it has a chance of dropping the bottomless compost bucket.
Well,
but
I think you said
you didn't. I guess you didn't hear me say it has a chance, so you just thought it was automatic.
Like, yeah. So did. And then it dropped some seed in the bottomless compost bucket, and I was like, okay, I got the bottomless compost bucket. Like, I didn't freak out at all, just because I didn't think it was a rare drop. Yeah. And then I went to go put it in my bank, and I hovered over, and it said something like 600k GP or 580k GP or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck? and then I... Because when you kill Hispori, it's not like when you get a clue or when you kill KBD or something else. It doesn't tell you, like, oh, your drops were worth this amount. Or at least it didn't for me.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, Carl, is... is a bottomless compost bucket an automatic drop? And then he is like, no. And then that's when I was like, holy fucking shit. I just got, is that like the best drop that it has on its table?
That's the only unique it has, other than the new seeds that I don't really care about, and then obviously the pet.
Oh, and I'm gonna help a lot of people here. So, what's the first quest? It's not making friends with my arm's big adventure.
Yeah.
So in my arm's big adventure, when you're making the compost, the soil place where you're gonna use the herb patch or whatever, you have to use 7 super compost to fill that up. If I at least stop one person from doing this, the bottomless compost bucket does not work. If you fill your bottomless compost bucket with super compost and then go try to use it in the quest instead of holding 7 super compost buckets, it won't let you do it, and you're going to have to go back and get 7 super compost
buckets. That sounds like a bug. I think they should fix that.
Well, no, your character says something like, I shouldn't use this bucket on this patch yet, or something like that. So they went out of their way to make sure that you couldn't do it.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Cool.
Yeah, so anybody here who's rocking a bottomless compost bucket, and then is... That's such a rare occurrence, but maybe somebody else will run into the problem. I saw one comment on the YouTube video for it where somebody was like, my bottomless compost bucket didn't work.
Yikes.
So.
Well, sometimes you just got to learn things the hard way, fortunately.
Yeah.
It's just how life be sometimes.
You want to move into the polls, news, and update?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. So the first one is a new quest that's coming out. It's called the Fremenic Exiles. And this is supposed to be a continuation on of the Fremenic Trials, etc. quest line. I don't really care much for the quest line, but I do really like the rewards, and the rewards here seem pretty good too. So the Fremenic bards often sing tales of the past, of great battles, deadly foes, and heroes long gone. However, in recent years, things have been much quieter in the Fremenic province, with the bards having few things to sing about. All that is about to change, though, as what starts off as a simple investigation soon leads to one of the greatest threats the Fremenic have ever seen. And, they don't really go into the what the quest actually is. It's going to be a master level quest, so not a grandmaster level quest. And there's some pretty interesting quest rewards.
The Nita's Knot face guard.
Yeah, it looks pretty sick. So the Nita's Knot helmet is getting a face guard. So it's basically becoming a full helmet now. Not just like the top half. And it's getting some added stats to it. So, and it's all just defensive base. There's nothing that's like an attack bonus that's being added to it.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I think is pretty interesting is the +3 prayer. Seems pretty...
On top of the already prayer bonus that it gives...
Yeah, because these are the stats for the Nadus Knot face guard, not for like the Nadus Knot whatever combination item. Because how it's going to work is the Nadus Knot face guard and the Nadus Knot helmet are both going to be untradeables. Both going to be tradable, and then once you combine them, it becomes an untradable helm of Nadus Knot.
So it just becomes a helmet. It's not like the face guard takes another slot in your inventory.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Okay, yeah, so you go and you combine them, and it becomes untradeable. And if you die in PvP, they become separate and drop.
Ooh.
So.
Alright.
But, yeah, they did add some poll questions. Obviously, the first one is, would you like the Fremenic Exiles, a master level quest, to be added to the game? And, I would vote yes. It's the requirements.
Well,
are...
dude, I don't want to get my quest cape again. Come on now.
I'm gonna have to get it. I'm literally gonna get it, and then like probably I mean, I don't know. This quest is, it's probably not coming out for a month or 2 months, but still, I'm literally going to get my quest cape and then like a month or 2 months later, I have to go get it again.
This quest will be easy.
Yeah, it's just a master level. The requirements are the Fremenic Isles, Lunar Diplomacy, Mountain Donner, and Hero's Quest, and then 65 crafting, 60 slayer, 60 smithing, 60 fishing, and 55 rune crafting. Seems pretty easy to
do. Yeah, that's not bad. Not bad.
I mean, for maybe for like new accounts, 65 crafting might be a little difficult. Just because.
Yeah, crafting can be slow to train and expensive.
Yeah, it's either really slow to train or really expensive. And then for the rewards, 2 quest points, access to the Island of Stone, which he'll talk about. And then 15,000 Slayer XP, which I always like, you know, free Slayer XP.
Yeah, I really need that Slayer XP. And and the RuneCraft XP as well.
Well, you get the 15,000 crafting XP, man.
Yeah, I actually do need that, though.
You know, a lot of these quests make me think, like, honestly, some of these quest XP rewards are pretty, like, shit. Like, when I go and I do a quest, it takes me, like, an hour, and then I get, like...
Hey, you're gonna like the XP you get from Monkey Madness, too, then.
Is it actually good?
So, I don't know if what you get from completing the quest. I can't remember. But I know afterwards, you can go talk to this monkey on Ape Atoll, and he'll give you 50,000 XP in any combat skill twice. Oh. So, it's 100k XP in any combat skill.
That's actually pretty close to what it was for Dragon Slayer 2. I think Dragon Slayer 2, it was like 80,000 XP broken up in 20,000s that you could put in any combat skill. And I put it all in defense.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I don't like training. Like, out of the three, I don't really like training defense because, at least to me, it seems slower than training strength or attack.
Well... I used to train on shared, so...
Yikes. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I actually train on shared pretty often, only because I use my whip and I don't want to, like, just train attack.
You don't want your attack to be, like, super far ahead of everything else? Yeah.
Exactly.
That's how I was.
Even though that's how it is for me, I think I have, like... I think I have 80 or 81 attack, and then I've got, like, 78 strength and 78 defense, so... I'm already not in a good position. Like, a lot of people would look at it and be like, dude, why isn't your strength higher? Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, that's still better than getting attack, strength, and defense 99 all at the same time, which is what I did. I got all three of them 99 at the same time.
I just train in Nightmare Zone. That's how I train until I have to do this Slayer.
Right? Gotta get those points, man. Gotta imbue stuff.
Gotta imbue my Slayer. I already have the points to imbue my Slayer helm.
Dude, just imbue like all the Slayer helms.
But then the Island of Stone has a new dungeon available after the quest is complete. It contains Dagonists, Basilisks, and Basilisk Knights. The Dagonists are split across 3 rooms, which are multi-combat, with cannons allowed. The Basilisks are split across 2 rooms, which are single-way combat, with no cannons allowed. And the Basilisk Knights are split across 2 rooms, which are single-way combat, with no cannons allowed. The Basilisk Knights featured in the quest can be fought after completion as part of Basilisk Slayer tasks. They will have a better drop table, including a unique item, the Basilisk Jaw, that can be used to make a Nidus Knot face guard. If killed off task, the drop rate of the jaw will be lowered.
Is it weird that when I try and picture a Basilisk Knight, I think of a regular Basilisk, except he's standing on his back 2 feet, like standing up, and he's wearing the Nidus Knot helm and wielding a sword and shield. That's what I picture when I think of a Basilisk Knight.
That's they had a picture. I thought they did. I guess they don't. No, they don't.
Well, they should use that idea. That sounds cool.
They should. I bet you they're just wearing the face guard.
Yeah, probably.
No helmet.
That would make more sense, actually. Since they dropped the... Well, I mean, they dropped the basilisk jaw, which is used to make the face guard, so that makes sense.
It's true. Poll question number two. Should the completion of the Fremenic Exiles unlock access to the dungeon on the Island of Stones as described in the blog? The dungeon will contain Dagonus basilisks and basilisk knights. You know what's funny? I just picture, like, the Harry Potter basilisk.
Oh, yeah.
In a knight helmet.
Yeah.
Then poll question number three. Should you have the option to pay 80 Slayer points to unlock basilisks as a new task from Konar, Duradel, and Neve/Thieve?
What? Why would you want to unlock basilisks?
Well, if they're... Oh, no, the Dagonists are multi-combat. Well, why wouldn't you want to...
Well, aren't basilisks, like, super low Slayer level? Or are these ones, like, better?
I mean, I guess if you want to unlock them...
Like, if I got assigned basilisks right now, I would actually be super triggered.
Nah, yeah, they have to be better. Yeah, this has to be
now. The basilisk knights are most definitely better, but
yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, these basilisks have to be better because the next question is about extending basilisk tasks. Maybe they're going to change like the drop table for these ones, and they're going to be a higher level. Or maybe when they're talking about basilisks, they're talking about like that basilisks and basilisk knights. Because when you look at it, look, the basilisks is capitalized. So I think that just means, like, the race of basilisks.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, like, you unlock both as tasks. That's what I... At least that's how I can kind of look at it.
It's kind of
like... See, this is why poll questions fucking fail, because they don't
Yeah, they need to go into more detail. It's like getting a Hydra task. It'll say, you're assigned to kill 170 Hydra in the Slayer dungeon, but you can go kill the alchemical Hydra.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't say it, doesn't specify that.
Come on, fucking.
It's just one of those hidden game knowledge things you gotta know.
The final poll question is, should the completion of the Fremenic Exiles unlock access to the Natus Not Face Guard as described in the blog? This helm is created by using a tradable jaw dropped by the Basilisk Knights on the helm of Natus Not. I mean, I assume that one's going to pass. I don't know.
I can't really think of a
reason why people wouldn't want it.
I mean, I still use this, the Helm of Natus Not in most cases, so that would just give me more of a reason to use the helm.
I kind of want to know what level these knights are going to be before, like, we vote them in. You know, like, is this going to be, like,
some
level 100?
They don't even say, like...
Is it going to be level 200? Is it going to be level 700? Is it going to be level 20? I mean, what?
Like, what are their drops going to be besides the jaw? Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe this is, like, laying the groundwork for it.
These are valid questions.
So that you can say yes to this, and so they can say then say, okay, here's what we're making the drop table. Is this acceptable? And then you can go yes or no. But they like to ask these fucking open-ended questions so that if you say yes, they can be like, ha, we got you.
Gate wrecked.
Now we're adding this into the game, and we're going to add some fucking stupid drop table.
Yeah.
So.
Joke's on you guys. Basilisk Knights was actually a code word for summoning. Get fucked.
It's a new summoning pet.
Yep.
And that's what this quest introduces. This is their way of getting summoning pouches into the game.
No.
And they're putting it on the drop table.
Yikes.
And then... Yeah, this poll opens up August 30th, so... The podcast will probably come out tomorrow, so... You guys got a couple days to...
That's Friday. Vote.
Yeah, it opens up Friday, and then all the way to September 6th, so the following Friday.
Oof.
Cool. And I think most of this, honestly, I'm going to, I think, vote.
I'm pretty sure this will pass.
Yeah, I think that this is going to pass. You know, I do want to know more about the Basilisks and Basilisk Knights. But most of this, I think, is cool. I want another quest in the game anyway.
Same. I'm waiting for Desert Treasure 2.
Yikes. I don't want to do that. I really fucking hated Desert Treasure.
Yeah, Desert Treasure was not the best. But not the worst.
And then we can move into kill-death ratios and web-slashing.
I'm pretty sure my kill-death ratio is like negative 20 from all the times I was doing clues and I got killed.
Well, considering I've never killed anybody in a PvP world.
Yeah.
And I've died in a PvP world twice.
Really?
Yeah, first time... I forget what I was doing the first time. I think I wanted to, like, kill something. I forget what it was. And this area wasn't open, and then I went to a PvP world, and obviously it was open, and then somebody came and found me and killed me. And then the second time, I purposely wanted to die because I didn't want to buy that balm or whatever it's called. You know when you get diseased? You have to buy that balm or whatever to cure yourself?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm pretty sure I did the same thing and I just suicided.
That's basically what I did. I went to a Lumbridge, walked like 10 feet out, begged this guy to kill me, and then he killed me.
Nice.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Ooh.
And then there... I think we kind of went over the web slashing. I think we went over it in like a poll blog. But any weapon with a slash bonus now has a chance to slash through a web. Previously, only knives and certain types of swords could cut through webs, usually giving a 50% chance or 100% for the wilderness swords. Now, any weapon with a slash bonus can do it. And the success rate, depending on the weapon slash bonus, no weapon's chance to slash through webs has been decreased by this change.
I remember it was like a week ago. I was doing an elite clue, and the step wanted me to go to the lava dragon maze or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the Edgeville canoe up there. So I brought an axe, thinking the axe would work to slash webs. Boy, was I mistaken. The axe did not work, so I had to teleport out. I had to run south for like 20 minutes, then teleport out because I was too far in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to run all the way back out there because the axe was not able to slash webs. Can you believe that shit?
Did it have a slash bonus?
Yes, axes have slash bonuses.
Huh. It's weird.
Yep.
Maybe this change wasn't in effect then? I don't know.
No, it wasn't.
That's okay.
The thing. I missed it. Yeah.
Song of the Elves. That's Lorith, right? Is how it's pronounced.
Arwith? I think so. Yeah.
Whatever. The Bloodveld and necks within the Arwith dungeons have been replaced by their mutated and greater versions. And
that's pretty cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, why is that guy holding? Why is that Necreel holding the blade of Saildor?
That's Excuse his mutated me? Version.
It's his Yikes! Version. I'm not fighting those. I'm not trying to get. Deaded, you know what I'm saying?
Crystal item changes. All crystal items, tools, armors, and weapons have had their maximum number of charges increased to 20,000. The Blade of Saildor has also had the number of charges it receives per crystal charge increased to 100, previously 25.
It'd probably be OP, but I don't see that weapon being used too much anyway, so that's okay.
Oh, I really like this. This change, the line of sight changes. I think you and I talked about this a little bit.
Yes.
With the release of last week's line of sight beta, players got the chance to try out the game with a mirrored line of sight between two points. This came with some positive improvements, most notably to PvP. However, some concerns were raised about things working differently in PvM situations. This week, the beta continues, but with a new version of the line of sight algorithm. Now, when a player is not interacting with another player, the existing live algorithm is used, meaning the behavior in PvM situations will not change. When interacting with other players, the new algorithm will be used. This will prevent one-way safe spots in PvP. Make sure to try out the beta and let us know what you think of the changes. So for people that don't know what the changes are, is right now, I noticed it immediately, and I assume a lot of people have noticed it, the way that the camera picks up the area around you is off-centered, if that makes sense. So as far out as you can see is not the same north, east, south, and west. Is that like a good explanation?
Essentially, all of this means is it changes how render distances work.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
And now, instead of like it being farther, I forget how it works, but now it's going to be equal in all directions. It's going to be a perfect square around you, whereas before it was like an off-centered square.
It's going to be an equilateral square.
But yeah, whereas before you weren't in the direct center of the square around you, you were sort of like in the corner of it. Now it'll be a perfect square around you, except in some PVM situations. And this was to prevent where somebody in PvP would be hitting you from like with a ranged attack, and you wouldn't be able to see them because of the way that your camera was. And so you'd have to go over to them, putting you at like a massive disadvantage that you can't see this person who's hitting you.
Yeah, that's why I don't usually PvP, and if I'm going in the wilderness, it's going to be butt-ass naked with a spade and a clue. And maybe a dragon simi, because I don't care if I lose that.
Whoa. Here's a... I'm just looking in the in other news changes.
Yeah.
In
other news, summoning has been added.
That would be funny. Diango's claws now make the same sound as real dragon claws.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I'm going to get my claws from Diango right now, and yeah. I'm going to test it out.
The
I actually really want to see this.
Progress bar at the Theater of Blood no longer overlaps with text in resizable mode. Those are about the interesting, most interesting things that I see there. All right, we'll move in to the last man standing poll results. Which I'm not surprised by, but maybe like, you know, I really wanted that that weapon added into the game.
Oh, the mutton.
Yeah.
The ham hawk.
The ham hawk.
Yeah, I did too.
So for everybody wondering, there was nothing. Wait. One thing that passed. The only thing that passed was question 14. Should the Last Man Standing reward shop offer the upgradable cosmetic capes as described in the blog? These capes will represent a set amount of Last Man Standing games the player has won and can be upgraded in the shop. And it passed just barely with a 75.4. Everything else...
Cutting it close there.
Yeah. Nothing else passed.
Yikes.
Which means that fully cosmetic armor with no stats that is a reward for Last Man Standing
74.3%
did not pass.
Yikes. Some of these are really close. Holy cow.
Yeah, some of them are really close, and some of them are like 58%, I think, is one of them. Should the Last Man Standing reward shop offer Trover parchment as described in the blog? Also failed. And then should the Last Man Standing reward shop offer the Armadale Halo as described in the blog? And so for those of you that don't know, they basically brought up that they wanted to add in halos for the other gods.
And, Master Chief?
Yes. Yeah, they wanted to add in versions of Master Chief for all the other gods. And we joked that there would be people that were like, no, I want these gods, but not these other gods. And that actually happened. So Armadale and Bandos both got 73.2%, while I think it's pronounced Saren, right?
Yeah.
Saren got 71.7%. Ancient got 73%. And then, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's Brassica. Got 69.9%. Doing the worst. That's the only god that I've never heard of.
You know, it's weird. Some of the halos did better, like, vote-wise than others.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. Like, we joked about that. Like, there's some people that, like, who would actually be out there that'd be like, no, I just want Bandos.
I only want Bandos. I'm voting no on everything else.
But apparently that happened. People honestly really like Bandos and Armadill.
I'm glad none of them passed. If only one of them passed, that would be stupid.
Yeah, no, I would want all or none.
All or none. Yep, agreed.
Should the Last Man Standing Reward Shop offer a 3-speed, one-handed weapon as described in the blog? This item will have no stats. 67%? What a bunch of fucking baby. Like, it's literally a completely cosmetic item. Are you worried you're going to get
it's just a
killed by a
weapon.
3-speed, one-handed weapon with no stats?
Yeah, it's not even good.
3-speed, that means you attack every 3 ticks.
Dude, I could do 100 push-ups every 3 game ticks.
Then should the Last Man Standing Reward Shop offer a Gothixian icon as described in the blog? This icon, when given to Juno, will allow the player to get it infused to the Staff of the Dead, creating the Staff of Balance. And 70%.
A quarter of the votes did not want that.
Yeah. 19.8%. It wasn't even like a, I guess only 0.1 skipped the question. That's interesting.
9.6? How do you have 0.6 votes? What?
Wait, yeah, that's interesting.
9.6 votes.
Good math, Riot Games.
How do you have a sixth of a vote? That doesn't even make sense.
It's the ultimate Iron Man. They only get 0.6 of a vote.
Oh my god. That's the voting only ultimate Iron Man.
That is insane, though.
Yeah. Weird.
Super weird.
Hmm.
Wait, I don't even think their math adds up. Hold on.
No, it doesn't.
Wait. 17... 89. No, they're missing like a whole 10%.
Yep. How they get you. That's how they get you. Because, I mean, most
somebody
of these
needs to double check Jagex's math here. 70.8 plus 19.8 plus 0.1. Do you know what I think it is?
What's up?
No, that still wouldn't be it. I was like, oh, maybe it's supposed to be 9.6%.
No, it's out of... Wait. No, that still doesn't make sense. But...
Yeah, I don't know. I think they got their maths.
Listen,
super off.
I never took statistics, so don't yell at me. I don't know. I'm an engineer. I'm not a, you know, I don't guess the stock market changes.
I took
okay?
stats. Their maths off.
Okay, Nick knows. Nick will tell you that they're wrong on this.
I think it's just a typo of some kind. Like, yeah. Normally, sometimes they're missing, like, point... Anyway, we're getting too far into this.
Yeah,
it's just a typo. I don't think that, like... Maybe it's proof that they're rigging polls. I don't know.
Yeah, Jagex is rigging polls confirmed.
They
here.
Just type in the results afterwards.
Podcast.
Should the Last Man Standing Reward Shop offer combat XP rewards as described in the blog? These will be similar to the combat XP rewards from Pest Control, but it offers slightly less XP, and 68%. So, I guess the real takeaway from this is that a lot of people really didn't want these Last Man Standing rewards. Which, I mean, it's a little bit surprising to me. I thought most of it was good.
Yeah.
Should the Last Man Standing reward shop offer the ability to exchange points, similar to the Barbarian Assault point exchange system as described in the blog? The points exchange will give the players a roll on the generic loot table that includes alchemies, useful materials, and supplies. And that one passed even worse, or did not pass, and did even worse at 67%.
I bet you all the people that voted no on these are Slayer-only neckbeards.
Well, that's one of the weird things, like, that you can completely never plan on ever touching Last Man Standing and then vote on
vote against it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, oh, you know, I don't want you to work on this content because I'm never going to use it.
Because I don't like doing it. Yep.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Should the Last Man Standing Reward Shop offer the Rune Berserker Shield as described in the blog? The shield will be tradable and will degrade. It can be recharged with a token purchased from the Last Man Standing Reward Shop. Please note that the stats in the blog have been updated as of 15:30 UTC, Friday, 16th August.
Well, I'm glad they specified when it was updated.
Attack bonus, -8 magic, -2 ranged. Defense bonus, +45 stab, +49 slash, +47 crush, -1 magic, +47 ranged. Sure. I mean, it seems okay.
No, dude. I'm not voting on that.
Oh, and it degrades? Eh.
Yeah. It's
kind of not really that good.
26% voted no. Wow. Yikes.
Hopefully they voted no because they want a better reward. If the question above passes, should the Last Man Standing token used to recharge the shield be tradable? If this question fails, the token will still exist but be untradable. Okay, I understand why that one did 58%. I voted no on that one as well. I couldn't remember which questions were which off the top of my head. But no, I voted no on that one as well. I don't think that it should be untradable. Like, at least something with that item should be untradeable.
I like how they say the token will still exist but be untradable. What if we don't want the token?
Well, no, the token is what you use to recharge it.
No, I don't want it.
I don't want to be able to recharge it. Once it degrades, it's just degraded.
Done. It's gone done. Forever.
Yeah. Do you have anything to add with the polls, news, and updates?
Man, these people are babies. They just need to chill out, you know, vote on things. Like, I wanted the mutton. Why did they have to vote no on that?
I would have actually done Last Man Standing to get that. Yeah, untradeable. Exactly.
Same.
But whatever.
Whatever. Bunch of sweaty neckbeards. Anyway, we'll move on.
Yeah, we can move on into forum and community submissions. And so the first one I opened up, I really loved it.
This is a good one. You know, this actually reminded me, they could have, another thing they could have said instead of the Amazon was California.
Yeah, or California. Because
they're having a lot of fires. Yep.
But basically it's a guy in full iron. He's got his iron boots and, but he's got his water battle staff and he's, splashing, I don't know which water spell that is, on the Amazon rainforest. And so if we just
on fire.
Take all the splashers and we move them to the Amazon, rainforest,
we can save all of the extinct animals.
We can save all the toucan Sams.
The toucans.
Because
if two can, you can.
The top comment. Did you see the top comment?
Yeah.
Wait, don't cast fire spells with ropes on. Oh shit, he's already AFK. He can't hear us. Oh god, he has his AirPods in. You should save these 200 IQ ideas and sell them to the government.
These are some good ideas.
Huh. Thing is, most people who splash are using fire spells, so yeah, maybe that shit started with splashers, huh? Nervously tugs away Tinderbox. That was pretty good. I think that's the only, like, real... Oh, never mind, the next one's a sick meme, too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's it got 99 construction last week, and look at who I ran into today. And it's the demon butler, and I don't know, is that a Lambo? That looks like a Lambo.
Yeah, that's a Lambo.
Yeah, it's the demon butler in a Lambo, and his license plate says retired. And man, how much money do you think you, not like how much you spent getting 99 construction, like?
How much I spent just to the demon butler bringing me items from the bank?
Yeah.
At least 50 mil.
God damn.
Yep.
He, did you do Oak Dungeon Doors or?
I did Oak Dungeon Doors. Yep.
Yep. Oak Dungeon Doors. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I do not envy you. That sounds very expensive and really hard on your hands.
I had carpal tunnel after that and my butthole was very sweaty.
Sweatier than after runecrafting?
No, runecrafting, I wasn't sweaty. I didn't have to play the game when I did runecrafting. Construction was constant clicking for hours.
Did you like, listen I to had something? To pay attention. Like, what did you listen to while you were doing
it? I watched some old, like, 90s game on YouTube, like a playthrough of it. It was pretty cool. I mean, that only lasted like 4 or 5 hours, but still.
I'm trying to store up some animes to watch.
That's a good
when
idea.
When I move into AFKing RuneScape.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure what I want to watch, though. But I'll find something. I'll find something on Funimation to watch. Yee. The next post is King Lathis, after I'm done telling him I barely made it through the underground pass alive. Do it again.
Do it again.
Dude,
and
I...
Dude, no spoilers, but I'm no. glad King Lathis died.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to be like, no spoilers, but Monkey Madness 2, you have to go through the underground pass again.
I was going to say, I'm glad King Lathis died in Song of the Elves. Spoiler.
I was so mad in Song of the... Yeah, keep... spoilers for Song of the Elves for people who care. I was so mad when I had to fucking go back there whenever I died to the boss.
Yep.
And, I mean, I only had to go to the Iben staff recharge place and then run over to wherever you fight her. But man, just seeing it again just made me like internally angry.
Internally bleeding.
Yeah, I was super mad looking at the underground pass. I think that's definitely... Let me think. All right, I'm just going to throw out... I haven't even done Monkey Madness 2. I know that's most definitely going to be my number one. Least favorite skill or least favorite quest, and then
yeah,
number two, what I think would actually probably be Monkey Madness 1. I think has really? Been my least favorite of all the quests that I've done. Like, I think Dragon Slayer 2 was much more difficult than Monkey Madness, but Monkey Madness was super fucking annoying, and I can yep. like doing Monkey Madness 2 just makes me think of like. The original Monkey Madness, just double, like just twice as bad. And then 3 would probably be Underground Pass, honestly.
Underground Pass is indeed stupid.
That one'd probably be yep. my third. And then
especially
fourth.
When you're really unlucky and you fail agility things over and over and over again.
Do you remember I brought like 10 ropes with me? And then
and you
failed
lost
them
all of them.
Yeah, yep. I lost all 10 of my ropes and had mm-hmm. to run back. There should be like something in there that's like after you fail 6 times, you know, we just yeah. give it to you. You shouldn't be able to fail that many times. And then I ended up coming back and just bringing 20 ropes. God, I hated that quest.
Yep. But if
or,
they change
you know,
it
you
now,
just
it'll
not
be
lose
easy
your
escape.
Rope. You should but, just not lose too. Your rope at all.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't like Morning's End Part 2. It was definitely worse than Song of the Elves. Like, the Song of the Elves
yeah.
light puzzle, they've improved it so it's not as retarded.
Mm.
But I didn't think that it was that bad. Like, it wasn't... It was... Sure, it was, like a little annoying, but it wasn't... I don't think that it was as bad as, like, Underground Pass or Monkey Madness or even Dragon Slayer 2, I think was worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, that quest wasn't that bad. So anybody that's scared of doing that quest. Rag and Bone Man 2 was worse than Morning's End Part 2. And agreed. I actually kind of liked Rag and Bone Man 2, but apparently that I guess I'm not supposed to.
You're insane!
I totally didn't just cut out that. I know we had to restart from right there.
No, that didn't happen.
But... We can move on into shit posts now.
Yep, shit posts.
So the first one, is why are tool belts OP? And coming from RS3 into OSRS, one of the first things that I was like, man, you know, I kind of miss the tool belt. It was kind of nice not having to carry that dumb shit around. And so the guy says, you know, one of the many complaints many people have of tool belts is they are too OP. I would like to hear from some of those that say this as to why. And the next guy actually gives pretty good reasoning to where I'm like, you know what, you're right. Those actually shouldn't be added into the game. So I always kind of was like, yeah, it's easy escape. I don't care about it being added into the game. But I think this guy brings a legitimate reason. They aren't overpowered. They just make content redundant. A tool belt pretty much erases the need for a variety of items. Tinderboxes, for example, will have their purpose relegated solely to stupid stuff like that Bird to Rock quest that needs like 10 of them. It trivializes preparing for engaging with content. It opens up inventory space, which affects balancing, and it makes tools worthless. Would Underground Bass be the same if you didn't have to bring a bunch of items to prepare? I mean, all of this is like...
This guy makes a solid argument.
Yeah. Tool belts don't really have a place in RuneScape. Perhaps the multi-tool in Rogue's Den could be upgraded to something else, like an Adzi or some other tool combo. But as for tool belts themselves, the best reasoning against it is in your signature. Stop being an entitled snowflake. If you want something endgame, earn it rather than demand it be given to you.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I completely agree with this guy, though.
Yeah.
I don't think that tool belts...
Adding tool belts would change the entire game. And, yeah. It wouldn't even make the game fun, in my opinion. Like carrying around the tools for some reason. Like, it's dumb, yeah, but that's just how the game should be.
I don't like carrying around the tools, but...
Oh, I love it.
There would be no point of tools anymore, if that makes sense. Like,
yep.
What's the point of the tool leprechaun?
Yeah, exactly. The tool leprechaun would just be useless.
Like, there's so much that changes... And a lot of people think of it, or at least how I thought about it whenever it like first came to my head, was like, you look at it from a very limited point of view, like, oh, I'm training fletching. And it would just be nice to not have the fucking knife there. You know, this is just one extra inventory slot. And so when you look at it at like that very limited point of view, it doesn't seem like a big deal. But then like, you know, after you do 28 inventories, that's a whole nother extra inventory you got, you know? And then, even on top of that, like this guy is saying, like, there's quests, there's, you know, not having to bring a spade with you when you're doing a clue changes up a lot. But, yeah, there's just a lot of things that you do in the game now that requires you to bring specific tools, and you get punished if you don't bring those tools. If you're doing a farming run...
You would miss out on so much GP if they didn't get your spade, let's be honest.
Well, I mean, like, with, let's say you're doing a farming run, and I do this sometimes where I'm like, I don't need to bring my rake this time. Like, fuck my rake.
Oh, I always bring the rake, because I get fucked over so many times, dude. There are times, it's like the same game tick that I clear an herb patch, weeds spawn immediately.
Yeah,
like,
no. That's happened to me.
That doesn't even make sense, but it happens. So I
bring
the rake.
And you get punished for not doing that. Like, what's the point in a fucking rake anymore if exactly. You have a tool belt? And the bigger thing is like that really fucks with farming when you think about it. Like that opens up like 5-6, I mean, depending on what people are bringing with them, it opens up a fuck ton of inventory space.
Oh yeah, so much inventory space.
So yeah, tool belts, I like them. It would be super nice to have them in the game to some extent, but I totally understand why they will never be, and I kind of agree with them never being added into the game.
I feel like tool belts are like the same kind of concept as the rest option.
Yeah. What's your big argument like with the rest option not being added? I mean, at this point, it shouldn't be added just because we have graceful and stamina combat and stamina potions. But
because, I mean, agility is essential, and if you add the rest option, that just disregards how useful agility is. Besides the fact that there are shortcuts, but yeah. Like leveling agility actually makes your run energy last longer. Then literally agility would be useless.
Maybe I'm like not realizing how good resting was. I barely ever rested in RS3 just because.
Really?
I mean, not because I didn't think that it was good, just because like I always forgot that it wasn't like something that you could do, if that makes sense. Like,
yep.
I just never really thought about it.
Dumb idiot. I'm just kidding.
Well, because like most of when I played RS3, that didn't exist.
You're right. Right.
And so. I just never really cared much or ever really used it. Like, maybe I would use it while I was looking at my map or something like that. But I never, like, went out of my way. So maybe it's a lot better than I was than I remember. But I don't think that that should be added to the game now, because, like, to make up for that, we've got Graceful and Stamina Potions and all kinds of other nice things. Stamina Potions were added in, by, like, you know, after 2007 were added in OSRS, right? Go.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That was weird.
For some reason it cut out, yeah.
Yeah, they were added in 2014, so with Old School.
Okay.
Or I guess, like, 8 months after Old School. I actually can't remember when Old School was released. Like, was it August of 2013? I don't really keep up to date with that stuff.
Yeah, no, it was February of 2013. February. Because I don't know if you remember, we were all playing at my birthday party.
Yeah, because we were in high school, and I remember that. Yep.
It had, like, just come out. I don't think we were even, like, yeah, we weren't even paying attention, because it wasn't, like, my actual birthday.
Yeah.
And we were all playing League or something like that and got tired of it. And then I think it was Joe or somebody was like, hey, 2007 Scape, I think that's what it was called at the time, or RuneScape 2007.
Yeah.
Just came out, and, like, we all logged on and started fucking around.
Good times.
Yeah. I gotta do another. It's been a. We didn't do a birthday party for me this year, mainly because the wedding.
Yeah.
That was kind of
like. Don't feel bad. I haven't done anything for my birthday in, like, 8 years, so. It's all good, brother.
We'll do something in December, though. You and me. Get fucked. Yeah. Go out on the town.
Oh, I know what you mean by get fucked. I means I'm getting fucked by you.
No, we're going to get you fucked by by a lovely woman out in the town.
All right. Or a guy, you know, whatever happens.
Yeah.
I'm an equal opportunist. I'm actually straight. I just wanted to meme out.
It's okay, Carl. It's okay. We can find you a guy.
No, I'm straight.
I can't wait for that. Dude, we'll go get some drinks. Go pregame in some hotel lobby. Get fucking
hotel lobby. Isn't that a song? I feel like that's a song.
What, getting pregame?
Something about a hotel lobby. I've heard that somewhere.
I don't know.
I'll find it. You continue.
We won't do it in the hotel lobby, but we'll get a hotel room. Yeah, near the bars where we're gonna go. Get fucking trashed and then head up to the hotel room and go to sleep.
Dibs on the bed.
I remember for Jonathan's bachelor party, he got one hotel room. There was like 8 of us.
Yeah.
And then we got super trashed or whatever and then came back and I slept on the floor on, like, some sleeping mat or something like that. And then, but 5 of the dudes slept on the one bed. Like, that's shared just how bed. Drunk everybody was. It's like, there's one king in, like, the center of the bed. And just, and like, a bunch of the dudes. It. Yeah, a bunch of dudes just went and laid on it and fell asleep. Yeah, I was pretty trash. The only time I've been more trash than that was, like, I don't know, when I was playing VR. I was playing VR and I got super drunk.
Hey, I'm fine with crashing at a hotel room, but I'm bringing a sleeping bag in preparation for that.
Can I tell how my bachelor party, how drunk you got at my bachelor party?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Carl gets super wasted. All of the other guys that were, or not at the bachelor
party. Hey, I handled it like a champ, though.
At the actual wedding, sorry.
Don't forget about that.
This is the actual, so wedding reception happens. You know, tell everybody, like, nah, it's, like, unlimited free alcohol. You know, get as trashed as you want.
Open bar.
Yeah, complete open bar. Everybody gets trashed. Joe got super trashed and ended up, like, vomiting on the balcony. But he like, kept himself together. Wasn't, like, acting too weird or anything like that. And Carl, stayed behind and helped us like clean up the reception and stuff like that. And you wouldn't be able to tell that he was really like, he was super drunk because he was helping. He was actually cleaning up, getting trash. Like you could tell he was like drunk, but just like the facial expressions he'd make. But he was like, he's keeping himself together. They put him in the car, and then I was gonna follow them home. And my sister was driving the car because she didn't have any drinks, and she like looks over at me like, oh, you know, hold on 1 second. And I'm like, what? And then I look over and I see somebody's vomiting. I'm like, Carl.
Yeah, I sat, as soon as I sat in the car, it hit me. And then I just like opened the door and just like half my body was hanging out, vomiting on the side of the road or whatever. Or was the parking lot.
And then all I remember is, so it was my brother and I, because my brother drank a lot. I didn't have anything to drink because I had to drive Sarah and us to the hotel room. So I was driving my brother back to the bachelor place that we were at. And as soon as we pull up, my brother-in-law is holding Carl and like trying to like help him carry him to the
dude, I was dead house. Weight. I was literally out cold.
I remember I went over to help him, and so I'm helping him carry you. And then you start like vomiting again. And so we're like holding you and letting you vomit over the... this garden area. And I'm like, hey, you know, I gotta get in and get all the tuxedos or whatever. And my brother was always like, no, I got him. And so then I let go, and then Carl just throws his body forward as he's like throwing up and falls into a cactus.
Into a cactus, mind you. Now, apparently no one noticed the thorns or the cactus spines sticking out of my fucking forehead. I literally woke up the next morning and they were still sticking out of my forehead.
Oh my god. Did you remember that happening?
No, like, I don't.
So did you get to the mirror and you're just like, what the
fuck? No, I had a headache. So, you know, the normal thing when you have a headache is like you like touch your forehead like,
yeah,
fuck, it hurts. Yeah. And then I did that and I felt the thorns sticking out of my head. And I was like, what the fuck is this? It didn't hurt. God. I just noticed it. It was,
I remember whenever I left the place, Jonathan was like, oh, you know, I got everything together or whatever. And, you know, everything's all good. And you're just like over the toilet, like uncontrollably vomiting. And I'm like, all right, looks like it. All the bachelors got everything together. You know, everything's going well. I'll let you guys keep doing what you're doing. And I'm going to go to the hotel room with my wife.
But, yeah.
Yeah. That was really good to see everybody get like fucking plastered.
Yeah, that was good times. And then Joey tried to fight Joe.
Yeah, Joey. We had this friend Joey who tried to fight Joe, and Joe ended up getting like half the clothes off him. And then I went in there and yelled at Joey to like, you need to take the whole fucking tux off. Like, I'm gonna put you in a fucking arm bar till you take the tux off. And then magically, you know, you yell at him that you're going to put him in an armbar and a chokehold if he doesn't give you the fucking tux. I leave, go get take my tux off, and come back. And the tux is laid out nicely right next to him. So I don't know how it happened, but the tux was off of him. And I was able to go and return it. And I was surprised. I was 100% expecting like a $500 charge or something like that for all of the tuxes being covered in vomit. Did not get a charge at all.
Yikes.
So, and the funnier thing, Joey, I mean, we're still going off topic, but whatever, fuck it. One of the emails actually is about us, them being happy about us going off topic. But one last thing, Joey, we kept having to hold him back, like, because he was drinking way too much.
Oh, no.
And he kept taking these little bottles of vodka that we had to pregame before the wedding reception. Like, my sister got them to, like, give them to everybody.
Yeah.
And he's just like, we keep having to tell him, like, nope. Like, and taking the little bottles of vodka. Well, whenever... he went and he laid out his tux. I went to go like fold it and put it
and
away.
There were like three of them in there.
Yeah, there was like four little bottles of vodka that like fell to the ground. that he was had, like, in his pocket.
Dude, he had a secret stash going. Oh my god.
I thought that was fucking hilarious. Yeah. But we can move into the next shit post, which is favorite activity. So I accidentally linked the wrong one. It's going to be too difficult for me to find it quickly enough. But basically, there was no responses on it, and the guy was just asking, like, what's your favorite thing to do in old school RuneScape?
And nobody responded to him? Dang.
Yeah, nobody responded to him.
That's messed up. My favorite thing is Slayer. So, yeah.
My favorite thing is quests.
Ooh.
I really enjoy doing quests, for the most part. Obviously, there's quests that I despise and don't enjoy doing, but I think for the most part, I find doing the quests fun. Like, I enjoy the build-up to the quest, if that makes more sense. Like, okay, you know, I gotta do this, I gotta get that, and then I go and I do those things, and then the quest is kind of like, eh, but then I get the reward, so. I like the game telling me what to train.
Same. Just like Slayer. Hey, go kill these. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would kind of make sense for me to like Slayer more, but I just don't. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
When you get higher level Slayer, you'll like it more.
Yeah. Maybe once I actually start making money doing it, which I don't think you make money off of, like, real money off of doing it until, like, after 70 or something like that, right?
Yeah, Gargoyles is, like, the best, in my opinion. 75.
But we can move into the Discord questions. So if you are in the Discord, right before I do the show, I like to ask people to throw in any questions. And then we have a questions channel, and you can just regularly ask us questions, and then we'll read them out on the show. First one's from Ghoul Inc. More in-depth Soul Wars explanation. Please try and find experienced Soul Wars player and try and find out if it has ever been pulled. It has not been pulled.
It has never been pulled, yeah.
I can answer you that. It's never been pulled. And I know some of the reasoning behind why. One of the early reasons that they gave, because I looked into it a little bit. One of the early reasons that they gave was that RuneScape, old school RuneScape, and RS3 are on two different timelines. And that's why they weren't going to add in a lot of content, early content from RS3. However, obviously they've fucking gone back on that, because one of the things they directly listed out was Soul Wars and Priftinus. And they've added in Priftinus. Granted, it's not exactly the same as it is in RS3, but they've added it in. And so maybe they might pull Soul Wars, but I've never, I don't think you've done Soul Wars, and I haven't done Soul Wars, and Joe's not done Soul Wars, and then Mage has not done Soul Wars. So I will try to find you an experienced Soul Wars, and we can go into some real fucking in-depth, you know, or maybe this weekend, Carl and I will get super drunk, we'll get on our RS3 accounts and do Soul Wars for like an hour or
just,
two.
Just to tell you how it is.
Just to tell you what we think of it. But, yeah, as of right now, I don't know a whole lot about Soul Wars. I think that some of the rewards for it, have been updated to give, like, summoning, charms or pouches. I forget what they're called. But, man, other than that, I don't really know a whole lot about Soul Wars. I don't really play RS3.
Same.
Next one's from Tristam Soul. Question, do you guys have any minigame in your heads you would like to see in the game? Stealing Creation. It'll never get added, but Stealing Creation or Fist of Guthix.
I actually really liked Fist of Guthix, yeah. Either or that Fist or Stealing Guthix. Creation. Yeah.
I don't think either of them will ever get added. Maybe Fist of Guthix. That one was maybe really Stealing Creation. OP. I don't think Stealing Creation would get added. This shit was OP. That shit was free XP.
I mean, I thought Fist of Guthix was OP. Some of the rewards were really busted.
Oh, yeah. Some of the rewards are really busted. I mean, more for, like, for training. I didn't think Fist of Guthix was really OP as a form of training. Maybe it is. Yeah. I don't know. I just remember not getting too good XP there. Yeah. Like, I think you can get better XP splashing. But then again, Fist of Guthix is free, though, so.
True.
Yeah, I would want to see Stealing Creation. I think that was a minigame I actually had fun with. And but I it will reasonably never be added into old school. So, sucks.
Yeah, I think so too.
And typically, the sad thing about old school is unless it gives an OP reward or it has a really good XP rate, you know, nobody's going to fucking play the minigame. Like, they could add in a bomb-ass, really fun minigame into RuneScape, or into old school RuneScape, but if the reward is like, hey, you get 10,000 crafting XP per hour, nobody's going to fucking play it.
True.
So.
I know I wouldn't.
Yeah, everyone's going to be like, you know, that minigame, it's really fun, it's really sick, it's got awesome graphics, and the music's sick, but, you know, you only get 10,000 crafting XP, I'm not going to go do that. I mean, that's how, like, most people think that play the game. Like, the game's become very, like, efficiency-based, so.
Yep.
You definitely don't see as many people dancing for money blocks. And running to the Falador party room.
Yep.
So, like, when I see the guards and shit saying that there's some kind of massive drop going on in the Falador party room, I ignore it. I don't give a fuck. I'm not gonna win anything going over there.
Drop. Half the time they just drop like coal.
Yeah. yeah. That I don't care about those drops and. Next question is, I thought of a fun question while fishing. This one's from Suther Bear. I thought of a fun question while fishing. What is your favorite random event, and why is the sandwich lady the most underappreciated NPC in the game?
Because if you played in the original 2007 scape, and the sandwich lady was talking to you and wanted to give you a baguette, and if you were like me and you were 9 years old and you didn't know what the fuck a baguette was and you picked the wrong thing, guess what? You got teleported to some fucking random place in the game and you had to figure out where you were. So yeah, that's why.
What is... Oh, dude, the best minigame... Or not minigame. The best random event is when you're mining and then the pickaxe head breaks or whatever, and then you have to go replace your pickaxe head. That's my favorite random event.
I think that happened to woodcutting axes as well.
Yeah. Yikes. Maybe it was just one woodcutting axes, but I thought that
no, it was also too. Pickaxes, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's my favorite fucking
random event. That was a yikes time.
I'm trying to think. Is there actually... Oh, my favorite random event? Genie. Easy peasy. Fucking Genie.
Easy. You talk to him. You just left click on him, and the lamp is already in your inventory, and then you just go back to what you're doing.
That's the best.
Best.
I think as a kid, my favorite random event was always Evil Bob's
Island. Evil Bob? Same. I loved Evil Bob. Because you had to go and get the weird fish, and then you had to uncook them or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah, the cooked...
You caught them cooked, fish. And then you had to uncook them.
Yeah,
it was such an
stupid
interesting
song concept. That played in the background.
Music, yeah,
yeah,
good times.
I remember for the longest time I was like dying to get that minigame. I was like, really? I read about it online. I was like, oh my god, I want to get the Evil Bob's Island minigame. Oh my god! And then I got it, and I was like, I was so pumped. Somebody asked an interesting question. This was in the clan chat. I don't remember who asked the question, but I was able to plug our favorite song, Easter Jig.
Ooh.
The guy said, hey, what's your top three favorite songs in OSRS? And I said, this one's easy for me. Sea Shanty 2, Easter Jig, and then Tiptoe, if you know Tip-toe. That one. Tiptoe is the song that plays when you fight Dracula in the Drainer Manor. Or not Dracula, but Count Drainer.
Yeah.
I really like that song. What would it be your top three? I mean, I know Easter Jigs and your top three.
I'm trying to remember.
So the meme behind why Carl and I like Easter Jig is because when we were in elementary school, I think that's when the Easter event happened.
Yeah.
It's where they did the song. We would listen to it on repeat. So it'd be, you know, on our landline phones talking to each other while playing. and listening to Easter Jig on repeat, and we'd just be laughing to ourselves, like,
because it was so great. Goofy. Yeah,
it was a goofy ass song.
Yeah. Yeah, for me it'd be Easter Jig, Sea Shanty 2, and then this song called The Militia. I'd recommend it. Checking it out is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check out The Militia. I don't think I've heard that one. Honestly, I haven't had music turned on like 90% of the time that I play.
I like to turn on music when new content comes out just to see what kind of things they're working on. Mm-hmm. See if they still
make
music.
Yeah, I haven't heard any of the songs with Song of the Elves. I mean, I guess I have through like Slayer Music's guide, but I myself have not heard any of the music.
I linked you the song in Discord.
Oh, sick. I will, if it's really good, I'll check it out. Oh, I think I have heard this one.
Dude, you can put this in the podcast.
Yeah, that's what I was about to
this
say.
This is the Lizardmen's. The Lizardmen area. Close
out. Okay, yeah, I have heard this one. This one is good. This one's real good.
Yeah.
And then the next question is, is there anything that you love doing, even though you know it's subpar and inefficient in terms of XP and GP per hour? And this is from Ha Mavet.
Yeah, when I decide I want to train smithing, I go and kill aviancies for adamant bars.
Oh, you want to hear real inefficiency? I mean, I did nut up and do blast furnace, but for a lot of my smithing training, I've trained it AFK, Port Phasmatis, just, you know, gold bar smithing with my gold gauntlets on.
You know, that reminds me of something. I am way worse than you with that. So I also like to smelt gold ore in a normal furnace, but I've done even worse than that. I've actually made rune bars in a furnace.
Yikes.
Yeah. And hey, at the very least, I was using the coal bag, so instead of making two runite bars in inventory, I was making like six. But still, that's not any better. That's probably the most inefficient thing you could do in this game.
You know what's funny? I've saved up and bought the coal bag and never used it.
Yeah. It's one of those things you never really use. You just kind of collect.
Yeah, I
unless you
want to really
make
bad.
Rune bars by scratch, in which case go right ahead.
Yeah, I got it because I was like, oh man, I'm gonna go hard into the blast furnace or whatever. I didn't.
Yeah,
because the blast furnace.
Blast furnace
very
not
fun.
AFK.
Blast furnace is not AFK, and it's not fun. It's very click intensive, and if you're like me and you sometimes forget to switch to your gold gauntlets from your ice gauntlets.
You don't get the XP.
You don't get the bonus XP, and you want to fucking stab yourself, so.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah. And then, next question was, when did you two become a couple, in reference to Carl and I? I don't know.
Fourth grade?
No, I think we met in fifth grade, dude. I'm pretty sure we met in fifth grade.
Mr. Humble's class.
Yeah, Mr. Humble's class. He's a very humble man.
Good guy.
He's a big dude. He was a real big dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god. What? One time, it was like a show and tell or something like that, but it wasn't, you know, called that because that sounds stupid. It was probably called something normal. And my autistic ass brought in my DS. And I showed it off to the class, and I was like, I remember after class I brought it to Mr. Humble, and I was like, yo, look at it, like, look, I'm playing Pokemon on my DS. And he's like, wow, he's like, you know, that's really cool. And he's probably thinking to himself, like, fuck off, retard. But yeah, I just went up to him, I was like, yeah, look at me catch this Pokemon. And he's like, yeah, that's really cool, you should put that away. And then I like, no, look, I'm about to catch this Pokemon.
Yikes.
It makes me cringe so hard. Top three favorite Slayer tasks and why? None of them. Cow fights? I don't know. I like cow fights because I can throw my cannon down there in AFK.
Number one, demonic gorillas. Number two, Hydras.
That's some good ass money.
Number three, Hellhounds, because I like killing Cerberus.
I actually like Slayer any Slayer tasks, like Hellhounds or I guess Suckas or whatever they're called. I like tasks with a higher than normal drop rate of hard clue scrolls. I really enjoy doing hard clue scrolls or clue scrolls in general, really. I like Slayer tasks where they drop clue scrolls because I have fun doing clue scrolls. Like even if they're like super inefficient, if they drop clue scrolls, I'm generally pretty happy training them.
Yeah. I always think of that guy when I think of Mr. Humble.
He actually does look a lot like Mr. Humble. For people that want to know what Mr. Humble looks like, it's the kid from Sixth Sense. I don't remember what his fucking actual name is.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the guy who is now an adult who played in the movie Sixth Sense with Bruce Willis.
Haley Joel Osment.
Yes, him. That's what Mr. Humble looks like. The next question is, do you guys ever AFK skills on RS3, or did you guys completely shut out the game? Completely shut out the game.
I
had this.
Used to AFK before I shut it out.
Can you have an can you have your RS3 and OSRS account on at the same time?
No.
Okay, well then that would explain why I...
Yep. I brought that up like the first day I got into old school, and then like more and more I just kept playing old school and then just forgot about RS3 entirely.
If Group Iron Man ever becomes a thing, maybe I just don't, to me there's no point for me to move back to my RS3 account. Like,
yeah,
honestly, I've invested a lot of time into my OSRS account, and
you better get Quest Cape, buddy.
Yeah, I feel more invested into my OSRS account, and there's no point for me to ever go back and touch the RS3 site anymore. Maybe I've thought about going back and just getting, like, nutting up and getting 99 runecrafting as a meme, but then I'm like, I'm wasting XP in OSRS if I go and I do that. So, I don't know.
Yep, I feel the same way.
And then I guess from here, let me look at how long we've been recording. Okay, yeah, we got enough. This episode's probably going to be about 2 hours, so people better enjoy these 2-hour-long episodes.
They better.
We can close out the show now. Starting off with the iTunes reviews. We got one titled Love, and this one's from my wife, and it feels kind of weird reading it. It's like I got a text message from my wife and I'm reading it out loud.
Dude, you should actually read a text message from your
Yeah, let me just open up my phone real quick and read my personal messages with my wife. This one says, so this may be biased, as I am married to Nick, but this is the best podcast in the history of podcasts, maybe ever. I love you and miss you with all my heart, babe. And then, like, 50 of the purple hearts underwards.
Purple heart? Yeah. She got a purple heart?
Carl. No, I love and miss you too, babe. I thought it was pretty sweet of her. And do you know what's funny? I'll read the next review because it brings context into what I'm about to say. Because whenever I was talking about it with her, she was like, what's this thing about Carl's in your bath water?
Yikes.
And another thing that I found out is it actually takes a couple days. So like when somebody reviews the podcast, it takes a couple days for it to like pop up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why sometimes maybe... because I'll go back and I'll be like, no, I didn't see one there that day. So, yeah, if you review us on iTunes, just know it takes like a day or two for it to actually like populate up there. But the next one is from Admiral Dildozer. He says, good stuff. Good day. I like it when you talk about RuneScape, so keep doing that. And then he says, BTW, please set up a way to buy Carl's bathwater with Nick's water filtered out. So the context of this guy was talking on our CC, and he asked for Carl's bathwater. And then I said something like, oh, if he gets said, Carl's bathwater.
We bathe together, so yeah. Good luck.
Yeah, we bathe together, so he can't get just Carl's bathwater. And so this is his review. He wants Carl to sell his bathwater, but have mine filtered out of it somehow. Do you know what's funny? I wonder if he actually would buy your bathwater.
Probably.
If you had a little jar that you sold $20. Now,
if the real question is, ask me if I would sell the bathwater.
Carl, no. Would you sell... I'd fucking sell my bathwater for $20, dude. You're kidding me?
Would you?
Easiest $20 of my goddamn...
That's kind of weird, dude.
Well, not if my actual body's in it. Because I don't want some scenario where somebody's going and taking the bathwater and getting it, like, DNA tested. That, to me, creeps me out.
Yeah. And they want to know, like, my ancestry and shit.
Yeah. All right. The next review was from Best OSRS Podcast, or from HTON Laxter 23. It's titled Best OSRS Podcast. These guys deliver the information in a much more digestible manner than some other old school podcasts. The segments, the camaraderie of the guys, the blatant jealousy of Carl. Carl, question mark. It's a fun podcast to listen to. Having said that, raise your hand if you have both a wife and an untrimmed agility cape. There's not many people in old school who have an untrimmed agility cape.
Joe's not here right now, but he's definitely raising his hands as we speak. And also, I am super jealous all the time about everything.
I'm jealous of Carl all the time.
Nah, there's nothing to be jealous of me about.
And then we had a bunch of people join the Discord. We had Agric, Mousy, Big Homie Bread, Dildozer, Officer Tom, Pure Trash, BMX180, John Azun, Stealthy, Rock O the Taco, Omar Von Cheddar, King of the Fools, Molly's, Do Acid, DeBerg, Lil Kev, X-Ramu, Irvsky, and Agrek again?
You said that again, yeah.
Oh, wait. For some reason, I posted it twice. I'm retarded.
Okay. Yeah, I see that.
And then we had two YouTube comments. One of them's from Jeffy007. He says, love the podcast, keep it up. And then 99 Slayer Tab did his routine comment of nice video.
Nice. Thanks, dude. Much appreciated.
And then we got an email from Roskis. And they say, hey guys, just started getting back into OSRS since RS3 sucks. Gnome Wee Wee. I started looking for a RuneScape podcast and clicked on an RS3 based one. After a few episodes, not a big fan, clicked on this one and started to enjoy it. The off-topic every once in a while is dope. I can see there is was dope. A long period of time
think,
where you guys...
I think they meant is dope, yeah.
Yeah. Weren't posting. Yep. Glad you're back. Big fan so far, and would like to donate some gold eventually. Keep up the good work, boys. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Any bit of niceness from you guys means a lot. And then we will still have the bond raffle going on. It'll happen August 31st for everybody that's in the Discord. We have everybody's name in a spreadsheet. We'll read them off. And then I'll use random.org to pick a random number in the spreadsheet. And then I'll go and deliver you a bond. And then you should join the Discord. We have the link in the description. You can meme out and get a notification from us when the podcast has been uploaded. If you want to be heard on the show, leave us a 5-star iTunes review, or you can send us an email. We'll also read and respond to YouTube comments. Our CC is also OSRS_weekly. And then, you got any final words, Carl?
Make sure you guys drink water and take breaks.
Yeah, drink lots of water, especially when you're drinking lots of alcohol. Throw in a couple bottles of water there.
Hope to see you guys in game. You know, if you see us online, the CC, feel free to ask us questions. I know sometimes I don't respond because I'm like not at the computer AFKing, but if I see it, I'll respond. So
join the CC. I talk actively and then join the Discord. Sometimes Carl and I go into the voice channel and we'll talk with people. And sometimes people just come in and they mute themselves and they listen to us, and
they
that's
just
cool too.
Listen to us, yeah.
So
super, super cool.
Yeah.